Okay, we're up to test Vav Amar Aleph, the Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak. Zuck the Mishnah, here we go. Seder Ta'anios Ketzad. Okay, what did they do on the Ta'anios? What did they do on the fast days? How did they act on the fast days? Motzines HaTeva L'Rechova Shalir, says the Mishnah. They would bring out the Aron. The Teva here refers to the Aron, not the Ark as in like Noach's Ark, but as in the Ark as in the, you know, the Shul's Ark. Okay, so they would bring out the Aron to the street of the city. V'nosnim Efer Mikle Al Gabe HaTeva. They would put Efer Mikle. Efer Mikle means ashes. Ashes. Okay, it means burnt ashes. Okay, as opposed to Rashi explains that sometimes afar, sometimes dirt, is also referred to by the word afer, so that's why afer mikla always means ashes. Okay, so they would take ashes, they would put it on top of the aron. Uberosh hanasi, uberosh av beistin. They would put ashes also on the head of the nasi and the head of the av beistin, who was the chief dayan of the beistin. The cholech v'yechad nosein berosho, and everybody would put ashes on their own head. Okay, so it was you know, this was a form of mourning, so to speak, and sign of affliction because of the fast day. Hazakin shebahen omer lifnehen divrei kivushin. So the elder among them would say divrei kivushin. What are divrei kivushin? Basically, things Rashi explains, things that that subdue the heart. You know, he would like give a shmooze basically to like, you know, to get people in the right mind frame. And to help people do tshuva. And what would he say? He would say the following: Achenu, my brothers, lo nemar be'anshei Nineveh. It doesn't say regarding the people of Nineveh. Remember the people of Nineveh. That was the story with Yonah Hanavi. It doesn't say regarding the people of Nineveh. Vayar Elokim es sakam ve'es ta'anisa. It doesn't say this pasuk. It doesn't say. It does not say that God saw their sackcloth. God saw their fasting. That's not what it says. Ella says the pasuk in Yonah. Vayar Elokim es maasehem ki shavu midarkam hara'ah. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw their deeds because they did tshuva. They repented from their evil ways. That's what the pasuk says. And again, what's the idea? He's trying to encourage people to do tshuva. The ikar of a fast day is not the fasting, it's not the sackcloth, it's not the ashes. The ikar of the fast day is to do tshuva. Okay? That's the pasuk in Yonah. Ubi Kabbalah hu omer, and in Kabbalah, here Kabbalah does not mean Kabbalah as in the Zohar. It means Kabbalah as in the Nevi'im. Divrei Nevi'im. Divrei Kabbalah refers to the Nevi'im. Okay? So the pasuk says, and Rashi explains, you know, why, because the first pasuk is from Yonah. So Yonah was also a Navi. So why are we calling this Divrei Kabbalah and the first is not Divrei Kabbalah? So you can check out Rashi for that. But says the Mishnah, "B'Kabbalah hu Omer v'kiru levavchem ve'al bigdeichem." So it says, what does it say? It says, tear your heart and not your clothes. Meaning all the external signs of mourning, the external signs are not the main thing. That's not the main thing. The main thing is the internal. Tear your heart, do tshuva. That's the main thing. Okay? Imdu b'tfila, right? Get up and daven, he says to the people. I'm sorry. That was the end of his speech. Amdu b'tfila, the Mishnah continues. Amdu b'tfila, they would get up to daven. So what would they do when they got up to daven? Moridin lifnei hateva, they would literally, moridin, they would lower before the teva, before the aron, they would lower. This is referring to the shliach tzibur, right? Because if you remember, the shliach tzibur used to daven in a lower place. Mimamakim kirasicha Hashem, I call out to you from the depths. Shliach tzibur would daven from a lower place. In fact, some shuls still have the shliach tzibur davening from a lower place. The Agudas Yisrael in Baltimore has the shliach tzibur goes down like two steps into like a little area where he davens from. So they would be moridin lifnei hateva. They would lower in front of the aron, zaken v'ragil. They would lower a person who was an elder, right, an older person who was a ragil. He was a person who knew the tefilos very well. V'yesh lo banim. It had to be a person that had children. Ubeis al reikam. It had to be a person who was poor. Okay, why all these requirements? Elder. Right, he knew the tefilos well, so knowing the tefilos well is obviously okay. But he had to have kids and he had to be poor. Why? Kedeshe yehelibo shalem betfila, because he's going to mean it when he davens. He's going to mean it. You want somebody leading you in tefilos who's really going to mean the tefilos, who's going to feel the tefilos. So if he has children, you got to daven for your kids. Right, you got to daven for their well-being. If he's poor, he's going to daven that he has money to make ends meet and pay his bills. The Omer lifnei, the shliach tzibur would say before them, Esrim ve'arba'a brachos. He would say before them 24 brachos in Chazaras Hashatz. If you remember, this is what we discussed, that the Shemona Esrei was extended, or I should say the Chazaras Hashatz was extended. Instead of the normal 18 brachos, right? We'd say 19, but it was 18 brachos, they would say 24 brachos. Okay? Yudches shebechol yom, they would say, the Shliach Tzibur would say the 18 that he says every day. Umosif alehin ot sheish, and he would add 6 brachos to the normal 18. Ve'eluhain, and these are the 6 additional brachos the Shliach Tzibur would say. Number 1, Zichronos. Okay, that which we say Zichronos on Rosh Hashanah as part of Musaf. So they would say Zichronos as part of the Chazaras Hashatz on a fast day. Number 2, Vishofaros. Right, we say Shofaros as part of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. They said it as part of Chazaras Hashatz on the Tainis. Number 3, they would begin a paragraph with the following pasuk in Tehillim Kufchaf, El Hashem bitzaros ali karasi vayaaneini, that I call out to Hashem when I'm in pain, and he answers me. Okay, they would begin the third bracha with that. Number 4, Esa Einai El Heharim. They would begin the fourth bracha with that pasuk in Tehillim Esa Einai El Heharim. Number 5, Mimamakim Kirasicha Hashem. Okay. Number 6, Tfilah La'ani Kiyatov. So these chapters in Tehillim form the basis of the 6 additional, or I should say the 4 additional brachos, right? The first 2 brachos were Zichronos and Shofaros, and the last remaining 4 brachos were based on these chapters in Tehillim. Now each chapter they would conclude with a bracha, as we'll see later in the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda says, Lo haya tzarich lomar Zichronos v'Shofaros. He says, no, they didn't say Zichronos and Shofaros on the fast days. Ela omer tachtehen, rather, in place of Zichronos and Shofaros, they would say the following. Chapters of Tehillim. The first one is not in Tehillim. The first one is in Melachim Aleph, actually. Ra'av ki yihyeh ba'aretz. Dover ki yihyeh. Okay, that's a chapter in Melachim Aleph, chapter Ches, Perik Ches. And then Asher, and this is a chapter in Yirmiyah, Yudalad, Asher hayad var Hashem el Yirmiyahu, Adivrei Habitzaros, right? The words of Hashem, excuse me, came to Yirmiyahu on the tzaros, on the hard times. Okay, so he instead of Zichronos and Shofaros, he replaces those two brachos with other chapters in Tanakh. Weiter, Ve'omer Chosmehen al Harish, Ve'omer Chosmehen, and on those 6 brachos, on those 6 chapters in Tehillim, they would add a chasima. They would add a concluding bracha to those 6 chapters of Tanakh. Al Harishona Hu Omer, what was the conclusion of the first one? He would conclude as follows: Mishonas Avraham Bahara Moria Hu Yana Eschem. He who answered Avraham Avinu in Hara Moria. Hara Moria refers to Akedas Yitzchak. Had a Kodesh Baruch Hu who answered Avraham by Akedas Yitzchak on Hara Moria. He should answer you today who are davening for rain. Number 2. I'm sorry. Keep going. Vayishma b'kol tzakaschem ayom hazeh, and Hashem should hear your cries today. Baruch atah Hashem goel Yisrael. Right? That's Baruch atah Hashem goel Yisrael. That's the conclusion of the first bracha. Second bracha, second additional bracha. Al hashniyahu omer, misha'ana savosenu al yamsuf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who answered us at yamsuf. Hu yana eschem, he should answer you. Vayishma b'kol tzakaschem ayom hazeh. Baruch atah Hashem zocher hanishkachos. Hashem who remembers that which is forgotten. Number 3, Al Ashlishi Su Omer, Mishonas Yehoshua ba Gilgal, right? He who answered Yehoshua in Gilgal at the war in Gilgal, if you remember, right, the sun stopped in the middle of the sky, didn't set, and allowed Yehoshua to defeat the enemy. Hu yana eschem vayishma b'kol tzakaschem ayom hazeh, baruch ato Hashem shomea teruah, Kadosh Baruch Hu hears the teruah. That's the third bracha. Al Raviyah Su Omer, in the fourth bracha he says, the Shliach Tzibur would conclude, Mishanes Shmuel ba Mitzvah, Kadosh Baruch Hu who answered Shmuel when he was in Mitzvah, Hu yana eschem ayishma b'kol tzakaschem ayom hazeh, Baruch atah Hashem shomea tzeaka, Hashem who hears our cries. Number 5, Al Hamishis Omer, Mishanes Eliyahu b'Har HaKarmel, right, Eliyahu in Har HaKarmel, when he had the whole thing with the Nevi'e Habal. Right? Hu yana eschem vayishma b'kol tzakaschem ayom hazeh. Baruch atah Hashem shomea tefila. Hashem hears our tefilos. Al hashishis hu omer. On the 6th bracha he would say, Mishanes Yonah mimei hadaga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu who listened to Yonah from the womb, from the belly of the fish, really the womb, or the intestines of the fish. Hu yana eschem vayishma b'kol tzakaschem ayom hazeh. Baruch atah Hashem ha'ona be'eis tzara. Who answers us at a time of Sarah. Al Hashviyas Hu Omer. Now this is strange because the Mishnah first said there were only six brachos, and now the Mishnah is giving us a seventh conclusion. So Rashi says the Gemara is going to explain what this seventh one is. Al Hashviyas Hu Omer, Mishan es David, Ve'es Shlomo, Bino B'Yerushalayim, Uyana Eschem, Aishma Mekol, Tzakaschem, Ayam Azeh, Baruch Atu Hashem, Hamarachim, Al Ha'aretz, Hashem who has Rachamim on the Aretz. And we're going to continue a little bit because the next Amud is fairly large also, and we didn't do that much in the Mishnah so far. So the Mishnah continues. This is a very long Mishnah. The Mishnah continues with a Maisa with Rabbi Chalafta. Maisa b'mei Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chananya ben Trajon. Okay, so there was a story that happened in the times of Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chananya ben Trajon, who were two Tanoim. She'ovar echad lifnei hateva v'gomer es habrocha kula. So one of them went and davened for the Amud, and he finished the bracha. V'lo onu acharov amein. And they did not answer amein. They did not answer amein. And in fact, we'll see that what did they answer instead? The Mefarshim say they answered Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Oli Olam Voed. In response to the bracha, instead of answering Amen, they answered Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Oli Olam Voed. Okay, so we'll see a little bit more about this in a minute. The Mishnah continues. Tiku HaKohanim, the Shliach Tzibur used to then, after he finished the Chazaras Hashatz, he would say Tiku HaKohanim. He would tell the Kohanim to blow the shofar. Tataku, right? And they would blow. They would blow the shofar. And they would say, Misha'anas Avram Avinu Bahara Moriyahu Yana Eschem Yishma B'kol Tzakaschem Hayom Hazeh. And then they would say, Hariyu B'nei Aaron Hariyu, right? Blow a trua. The first one was blow a tekiah. Then they would say, blow a trua. And the Kohanim would blow a trua. And they would say, Misha'anas Avosinu Al Yamsuf Hu Yana Eschem Yishma B'kol Tzakaschem Hayom Hazeh. Okay? So this was the whole story. This was what happened. So they didn't say Amen. They said Baruch Shem, and then they blew the shofar, and then they did the cherua, and that's how they concluded these. That's how they did these brachos. Okay, says the Mishnah, Kisheba Davar Eitzel Chachamim. When this matter came before the Chachamim, people told the Chachamim what had happened, and the main focus here is that with every bracha they didn't say Amen, but rather they said Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Voed. Amru, the Chachamim responded. They said, we would not have done this, right? We would not have done this. We would not have answered Baruch Shem to the brachos. But rather, we would have answered Amen. Why? Because the only time that we say Baruch Shem in response to a bracha is only in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Only on Harabayis in the Beis HaMikdash, across from the Eastern Gate. That's where we used to stand, and that's where they used to say Baruch Shem Kivor Malchus Oli Olam Voed. But other than that, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you never say Baruch Shem in response to a bracha. You always say Amen. So the Chachamim were not very happy about that. Okay, we're going to stop here, and we'll finish the Mishnah and continue with the Gemara tomorrow. Okay, Chevra.